Netflix drama, Beyoncé told Megan she was selected to break generational curses. By Jack Montgomery on December 15, 2022. Meghan Markle reveals that singer Beyoncé Knowles Carter said she had been selected to break generational curses in her Megflix documentary, with husband Prince Harry approving the bizarre statement. Meghan, properly Meghan, Duchess of Sussex as a result of a courtesy title conferred on her by the family she and her husband are now trashing at length, made the comments following her infamous tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey. Beyoncé just texted. I still can't believe she knows who I am, says Meghan, a television celebrity before marrying into royalty. The footage comes from their so-called personal archive. There seems to be scarcely a moment of the woke couple's personal lives that was not recorded in some way in the years prior to and immediately following their split from Harry's family, for use in the Netflix docuseries. Shut up, says a somewhat girlish Harry, evidently enjoying his transition from a life of high-profile but unglamorous public service to his new status as a member of California's celebrity elite. Just checking in, just casual, he joked to Meghan, urging her to call the singer. No, it's okay. She said she wants me to feel safe and protected. She admires and respects my bravery and vulnerability and thinks I was selected to break generational curses that need to be healed. The Duchess responded, adding a slightly strange but approving sounding hmm. That's well said, gushes Harry, as if discussing magic was perfectly sensible rather than a vision from a deranged Hollywood fairy tale. Beyond the generational curses, the exact nature of the witchcraft being dispelled by Meghan and Beyoncé's imagination is unclear. A large part of the docuseries hangs upon the mixed-race heritage of the Duchess of Sussex, particularly given the links between the royal family and the British Commonwealth, or Commonwealth of Nations, comprised largely of predominantly non-white nations from the former British Empire. Despite the claimed importance of Meghan's entry into the family as someone who could better connect with many Commonwealth nationals as a result of her racial background, however, the Commonwealth itself is heavily undermined in the early episodes of the docuseries, with woke academics and activists such as Afua Hirsch and David Olusoga brought out to attack the huge global network lifelong passion project of the late Queen Elizabeth II. Most incredibly, Megflix features activist academic Kehinde Andrews, who openly disparaged the Queen as someone who decided she wanted to be a figurehead for white supremacy and reap all the rewards in the wake of her death, to advance the nonsensical argument that the Commonwealth, an intergovernmental forum over which the United Kingdom has no governing authority, is simply a continuation of the British Empire with better PR. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.